The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, February 20th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a college basketball matchup tonight, a big one in the Big 12 on ESPN tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time between two ranked teams, TCU and Kansas. Currently, TCU is listed as a 2-point home favorite with a total of 149.5. Now, going into this matchup, Kansas is ranked number 5 in the country with a record of 22-5. Kansas has won 4 straight games. They just crushed Baylor, 87-71, easily covering as a 5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, TCU, 18-9, they're ranked number 22 in the country. TCU just snapped a 4-game losing streak with a big 100-75 win over Oklahoma State, easily covering as a 6.5-point home favorite. Now, right off the bat, did you catch who's favorite in this one? TCU -2. Right off the bat, this is a fishy opening line, or fishy current line here, because if TCU is ranked number 22, 18-9, why are they favored over number 5, Kansas, 22-5? Again, if Kansas is a much higher-ranked team, shouldn't Kansas be favored in this one? Why is TCU favored? So this is kind of one of those games where automatically you'll go on Twitter today and you'll see hashtag wrong team is favored. But of course, that's never the case. It's always just your public perception of a game feels like the wrong team is favored based on the data, the way the odds makers are crunching their numbers, putting in their power rankings, making adjustments for the home court advantage, for injuries, for matchups, for scheduling spots, all that kind of stuff. Those are all real numbers here. It's just your perception that says wrong team is favored here. But again, what we've seen with TCU is actually they're the pretty sharp play here. TCU actually opened as a short 1-point home favorite. And the big public play here is toward Kansas. Public, again, wrong team is favored. Grab the points. Take Kansas here in the points. You know, they're going to win outright. This is a crazy number. The odds makers got it completely wrong. Kansas should be favored. However, despite TCU opening minus one, TCU has moved up now to minus two, despite 65% of bets taking Kansas here. So this would be a classic reverse line move. Basically, the betting line, anytime it moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages away from the popular team, Kansas, toward the unpopular team, TCU, you got to take a step back and you say, why are the odds makers giving the public, who's on Kansas here pretty hard, why are they now moving the line to give the public a better number? They're handing out extra points here to the public who wants to sweat Kansas to begin with. So, no, the odds makers aren't just being nice to the public. They're not just being charitable to the people at the bar who are sweating Kansas here as the easy layup play. The other thing in sports betting is if it looks too good to be true, typically it is. Again, Kansas could roll. I hope not because I'm on TCU on the money line here. This is a kind of a perfect example of the odds makers taking a position despite heavy betting Kansas. They keep moving the number toward TCU. So why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it because it looks like respected money is going with TCU. So the books are basically more reluctant to move the number or basically moving the number toward TCU because they're more concerned about wise guys going with the Horned Frogs tonight versus the average Joe betting public who's heavy on Kansas. Really good bet split here for TCU using our VSiN.com bet splits coming directly from DraftKings. TCU is only getting 35% of bets, but 60% of the money. That's a really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Basically, only a third of bets, but almost two-thirds of the money on TCU, telling us that even though the public may not be in favor of TCU, a big, sharp majority of bigger wagers here are on the Horned Frogs. TCU would combine both elements of what I look for when I'm betting a game. Number one is going contrarian, betting against the public. This is a 9 o'clock game on ESPN, your most heavily bet game of the night. So right off the bat, despite even just the sharp movement toward TCU, just from a contrarian standpoint, you're only getting 35% of bets in a heavily bet primetime game. Right off the bat, I want to bet against the public. More often than not, the public loses. The house always wins. So contrarian and heavily bet game. Also, a fade the trendy dog play here. You know, despite, again, majority bets Kansas, line's going to TCU, so that's your sharp reverse line move. So that's combining your element of both contrarian and sharp action against the public with the pros. That's where I always want to be. But also, if you had the trending dog play in terms of public typically wants to bet on favorites. Again, if you're going to bet your hard-earned money down on a game, you're going to be predispositioned and biased toward wanting to bet the favorite. Better team, better record, yada, yada, yada. However, when the public goes the other way, loads up on a dog, they're, again, more inclined to bet favorites than dogs. So when they bet on a dog, that's really kind of pure public bias there to go against because it's kind of rare to bet on a dog. It's almost like with totals, public loves betting overs much more than they love betting under. So when the public's on an under, it can create a contrarian over opportunity. But aside from a good reverse line move here on TCU, a fade the trendy dog play, contrarian and heavily bet game, a low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy. Also, betting system match here. Two ranked teams going head-to-head, just take the favorite. Very, very simple here. But those teams are 46 and 35 ATS, 57%. Pretty good record there. Again, 57%. You get a 57 on a math test in algebra, you're probably gonna get in trouble with your parents. Stay after school. Gonna have to get a tutor. 57% in a betting system, very, very good. Because 52.38% is breaking even based on standard minus 110 juice. Also, TCU good at home this year. 12-3. Big 12 home favorites straight up are 43-14, 75%. We have seen some under money show up here. Open around 151 with the total. You're down to 149.5. The under is 5-0, last five matchups here. And you did see back on January 21st, these teams met up. TCU won, actually crushed Kansas, 83-60, winning outright as a 7-point road dog. So pretty sharp line move here toward TCU and a fade the trendy dog play. I'd be looking at TCU on the money line here, minus 120, and a big fade the trendy dog spot and a heavily bet Big 12 matchup on ESPN tonight at 9 o'clock.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stay in the Big 12. Let's go to an earlier game here, your second most heavily bet game of the night. Oklahoma State visiting West Virginia. Currently, West Virginia is listed as a 5-point home favorite with a total of 143. And this game will be on ESPN2, 7 o'clock. Now, what have we seen for these two teams? Both have struggled a bit here. Oklahoma State is 16-11, but they've lost two straight. They just got crushed by TCU 100-75. Didn't come close to covering as a 6.5-point road dog. Meanwhile, West Virginia, 15-12. They've lost three straight. They just fell to Texas Tech 78-72, lost outright as a 6-point home dog. Now, what have we seen across the market here? Looking at a little bit of line freeze liability here in favor of Oklahoma State. West Virginia opened as a 5-point home favorite. West Virginia is the slight public play tonight, getting around 60% of bets. However, despite getting majority bets here, we haven't seen West Virginia go up from -5 to -6. Some books have hinted at 5.5 and immediately come back down to 5. So it's been slight liability, but never really gotten a 5.5 across the board or 6 or 7. Pretty much stayed exactly where it's at. So that tells me that books are getting a little bit reluctant here to move the line further toward the public side. West Virginia telling you some liability here, line freeze-wise, on Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State would be looking at a couple advantages here. Number one, defensively, they're only giving up 66 points a game versus 71 for West Virginia, so better defense. Also better rebounding. They're averaging 36 boards a game versus 33. Conference play, Oklahoma State's been pretty competitive in conference, 7-7. West Virginia has really struggled in conference play. They're only 4-10 in these big rivalry matchups. Slight edge here for KenPom as well on Oklahoma State. Again, you're getting Oklahoma State right now +5. You may even shop around and find a hook on the 5.5. But he's got KenPom. KenPom has West Virginia winning by 4 points. So if you're getting a 5 or even a 5.5, again, slight edge there based on the current number with the Cowboys. We've also seen some under money show up here. Total open around 143.5. We're down to 143. Only 42% of bets, but 58% of the money is on the under. So it's kind of a contrarian low bets, higher dollar, sharp under money discrepancy. We did see these teams match up on January 2nd. Oklahoma State won 67-60. They covered as a 3-point home favorite in that one. And looking for toward the total here, two slower paced teams. If you'll get Ken Palm's adjusted tempo numbers, anything below a 70 is considered slow. Anything above a 70, considered fast pace. Both these teams are below 70. So Oklahoma State is a 68.3 tempo. That's possessions per game versus WVU 68.9 tempo. So a little bit on the slower side. Makes sense here with the rivalry matchup. We're seeing some under money show up. But I'd be leaning here OK State. So with the points of 5, if you can get a 5.5. Again, kind of a line freeze. Some stat advantages here toward the Cowboys and a slight KenPom edge as he's got a 4-point game and you're getting, again, 5 or 5.5 with OK State visiting West Virginia tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN2. February and the lead-up to March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, gave it away. I'm going TCU on the money line. I'm not going to mess around laying a 2. TCU happens to win by 2. You push, win by 1, you lose your bet. So I'll go money line here. Not a bad money line at all. Just -125. But really, this is kind of what I always look for. Sharp contrarian bets. TCU is contrarian in a heavily bet game, only getting 35%. They have the sharp reverse line movement, -1 up to -2. And it just feels like wrong team, you know, again, quote unquote, wrong team is favored. Fishy line. Why is TCU favored? Why is line continuing to go to TCU despite everybody here betting Kansas? So this looks like to me like a classic fade the trendy dog play with a reverse line move. So give me TCU, fishy money line play, -125. And then got to throw one more at you. Hockey game tonight. We got no NBA. They're on the All-Star break. But I found a hockey game that caught my eye. Give me the New York Rangers tonight, 7 o'clock at home against Winnipeg. Got the Rangers at -175. Right off the bat, Rangers at home against Winnipeg. They've seen some sharp line movement. They open as low as around -165, -170. Now you're up to -175, -180. This line is moving toward the New York Rangers. We'll match a bunch of systems for me. Non-division steam. So two teams from two different divisions. Take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more in their favor. Those teams this year are 278 and 180, 61% with a 5% ROI. Also, if you look at a home favorite with a line move in your favor in a non-conference matchup, those teams are 93 and 48, 66%. with a 4% ROI. And then also a sweet spot big favorite. If you are a big favorite between minus 175 and minus 225, you're 149 and 61, 71% with an 8% ROI. But also, it's a good rest first tired angle here in favor of the Rangers because the Winnipeg Jets played yesterday. They lost to the Devils 4-2. Now they got to turn around second leg of a back-to-back and play the New York Rangers. It's not really a big travel, you know, disadvantage just from Jersey to, you know, the Madison Square Garden, New York City. But it's really the back-to-back nights that would be the advantage here in favor of the Rangers over Winnipeg. So the Rangers haven't played since the 18th. Again, they've had a day off yesterday versus Winnipeg playing yesterday. In that situation there, a favorite versus a team on the second leg of a back-to-back, over the last 3 years, that's 69% with an 8% ROI in favor of the rested team over the tired team. Also, you might get a backup goalie. That's another thing you got to look for with these back-to-backs here. But also the Rangers, checking off some boxes, they are 23-13 as a favorite. They're 16-9-4 at home this year. Winnipeg is just 10-13 as a dog. Aside from the rest advantage, offensively, 3.4 goals a game for New York versus 3.1. We've seen them even get better here since picking up Vladimir Tarasenko, putting him on the top line in a big trade recently with the St. Louis Blues. And then also power play, 24% for the Rangers, only 21% for Winnipeg. So I'm going to back the Rangers here. In a rest first tired spot, fade the Winnipeg Jets on the second leg of a back-to-back. Give me the Rangers, minus 175 on the money line. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, February 20th. But reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN on a daily basis to help you become a better. Easiest thing you can do is sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Wake up every morning with great sports betting content, letting you know the big games that day, all the great betting resources, advantages from our data and insights from all of our team of analysts here. But sign up for free. Get it to your inbox every morning, VSiN.com/subscribe. We also have a great promo right now, only $9.99 to become a VSiN member. Get all the best bet picks, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, as well as all those DraftKings percentages and all the articles beyond the paywall. And then, of course, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_Insights. You can check the pod later today, the Market Insights pod. I'll have that coming out around 3 o'clock today. And we'll be guest hosting Lombardi Line with my buddy Patrick Maher today from noon to 2. If you want to tune into Lombardi Line and get some breakdowns and updates, we'll be talking about all the different games today, as well as futures and looking toward some good value plays as well. So check us out later today on VSiN.com. But that about does it. Enjoy the sweats today on a big Monday. And of course, as a wise man of VSiN likes to say, Brent Musburger, hopefully you can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.